T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Had a good time here.
Got a little smarter all of a sudden.
Who, you did?
We did.
Yeah,
did we?
We did.
Well, you brought it, Josh.
I'm not so certain.
we're going to talk with Marlins PA announcer, also a football broadcaster for the NFL. You kind of broadcast everything, right? Yeah. You're just
try and do what I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. What they'll hire me for.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh Appel. You can follow him on Twitter at @Appel_Josh. Do I have that right?
No. And you know what? This actually is a great segue to something I wanted to call you out for. I know you tweet out the previews of the show every day from the Ticket and from the QAM Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you promoting O.J. McDuffie. I saw you promoting Aronde Gadsden.
Yeah.
There was no... do you not feel like I'm important enough to be promoted as a guest on the show today?
I was appealing to the Dolphins fans. Mm. You know what I mean? I mean, Aronde Gadsden,
of course,
former Miami Dolphins wide receiver.
Of course.
O.J. McDuffie, another great, legendary Miami Dolphin wide receiver. Where do I fit in Marlins PA announcer Josh Appel there? I mean, no offense, Josh.
A good producer would fit it in somewhere.
Yeah. Like where he is, you know. OG's one side, Josh, and then OJ, like maybe in the middle. Maybe chronologically.
In the middle?
Chronologically.
Yeah.
It's Josh Appel. There's no underscore or anything like that. It's just Josh Appel.
Josh Appel.
on Twitter, sorry.
On Twitter. Here's really why. I'm glad you called me out on that. Crowder, here's why I didn't mention you in the tweet. Because last Thursday, I had the day off. You were doing the show with Joe Zagacki on Friday.
Yeah.
The Marlins played a nooner.
Love a nooner.
Yeah. And it means they played at 12. And for those that didn't know.
Oh, thank you.
And Greg Cooper, our guy, Koopa Loop, went up to bat.
Garrett Cooper.
And I asked Josh...
This dude doesn't know what's going on.
To hold out the coup, because we all know about Greg Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Anytime he steps up to the – is it Garrett?
It's Garrett.
Anytime he steps up to the plate, we want people to yell, Cooper.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think his Cooper was long enough when he – because he's a Marlins PA announcer. I didn't think it was long enough. And I was a little disappointed in you, Josh. I got
to
be honest.
Yeah, but I tried to make up for it in his later at-bats, and I did get text confirmation from you on both of them that they were improved. So as long as I can get some improvement in your eyes doing my job there, then that's all that counts for me, honestly.
Does it get to you people criticizing you, what you do? Because now Solana's doing, I know Hawk does it to you. Doesn't that get to you? Like, you're the professional, and we're just these radio guys not knowing what the hell's going on.
Anybody can have an opinion. It's okay. I won't say what I want to say, but to answer your question, no, it doesn't get to me that much.
It does.
That often.
You answer the question.
Only when Solana does it.
It's got to get to him when the guy that doesn't even know Cooper's first name
is criticizing.
The guy's hitting
400 over his last 30 games. He might make the All-Star team as a designated hitter. Get his name right. It's Garrett.
What'd you call him?
Greg. Because there was the former Canes running back. Greg Cooper.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You just told me that La Tortuga got sent down, but I know Jazz Chisholm, speaking of the Marlins, Jazz Chisholm was leading second baseman in the NL in the All-Star, the first ballot. He's probably going to make the All-Star game, right?
He's probably going to start at second base. He's got over a million votes at this point, which is crazy. I mean, the Marlins have a legitimate superstar, aside from Sandy Alcantara, but Jazz is a legitimate guy who has crossover appeal that kids in – I think – Paul Severino said it on your show last week that when they do these youth player spotlights, all of them are saying their favorite player is Jazz.
Yeah.
And I think that's indicated when you see his vote total well over a million. I'm sure a lot of those are Marlins fans, but I would assume there's a lot of national appeal to see Jazz Chisholm in the All-Star game, too.
And Jazz in the All-Star game, now I can say in the votes. And my son plays. My son's 10-year-old, 10U travel guy and all that stuff. And the kids talk about Jazz, and I see the kids with the little colorful tips on their hair and all that stuff. And then Sandy in the Cy Young race. You know what I'm saying? Trevor Rogers going to the All-Star game last year. Will this talent we have start turning over into competitive baseball where you can say, hey, the Marlins can compete right now in NL?
Well, I think last night aside, I mean, on a game-in, game-out basis, they're in essentially every game they're playing. And it's been a weird season. They've played in almost 31-run games, and they've lost, what, 18 or 19 of them? They've had some bad luck on their side. They've run into a lot of injury issues this year. Sure, what if playoffs necessarily was an expectation to the outside, I'm sure they thought that if they stayed healthy, they could. I think that they're a team that can hang around for a bit if they stay healthy, but they've got a couple bats coming up the next couple of years. Gerard Encarnacion, who we saw in New York at that grand slam a couple of weeks ago. Guys like that coming up. They've still got Max Meyer. They've still got Edward Cabrera. There are a ton of young talent coming up. So I know it feels like we're doing the, all right, we've got talent coming up. But, I mean, a starting point of a Cy Young candidate and a guy like Jazz Chisholm, I mean, you could do worse there.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get the fans. Like us, sometimes we're guilty of it. We always say, well, that's always the case with the Marlins. They're up next. It never happens. But you're right. Like, when you're starting with a guy who's going to start second base in the All-Star game, and then maybe Sandy, who's going to start in the All-Star game, he's the race. Like, that is an incredible starting point. Yeah. And aside from them losing 9-0 yesterday, let's just throw that out the window.
It happens. The run differential took a hit, but
they actually have been in, like, every single game, doing the headlines every day. Like, it's incredible.
They're six games under 500, and going into last night, the run differential was plus 15, and that's in line with, like, the Rays, and the Rays are 6 or 7 games over 500. It's been a weird year.
Yeah. Speaking of a weird year, I don't know how that transitions to Roberto Luongo, but I did want to point out that Crowder stole your Avs in 6 take.
And it's a great take.
Sounded like a genius. I got so many tweets.
I said to you off air before we got on, nobody knows puck like Channing Crowder. Avs in 6.
Oh, man,
Avs in 6.
Appreciate you, Josh.
Of course.
He nailed the Avs in 6 take before the Stanley Cup Finals. It came to fruition, but yesterday, Roberto Luongo, who is a Panther Hall of Famer, now
Jersey
officially
retired,
will be a Hall of Famer. He's in the 2022 Hall of Fame class of the hockey playoff or hockey Hall of Fame. I don't even know. What do they call it, Josh?
it's the hockey Hall of Fame.
what did he just say, Josh?
I don't know.
I don't even know. It sounded like
he was going to say the 2022 Hall of Fame class of 2022 is what I thought he was going to say. yes, he's a Hall of Famer as of yesterday.
As somebody who is a big Luongo fan, do you want to do what you do at all the Panther games? Anytime any goaltender makes a save.
So I figured that a great way to honor Roberto Luongo, even though he's retired and in the front office working with Bill Zito, has his number retired, now he's a Hall of Famer, a perfect way to honor him during games is when Bobrovsky or Spencer Knight, when they make a save, like we would do for Lou, we would do a Lou and celebrate and honor him for our goalies making a big save. Because, you know, when we had Vokoun, they used to play the woohoo song. You know what I'm talking about?
Woohoo!
That one, yeah. And Vokoun, like the cadence matched up. It's hard. When they had Jose Theodore, they did the Jose, Jose, but to Ole, obviously. So, like, they had things, and I feel like now, perfect way to honor Luongo, do a Lou every time we make a big save. And I feel like that next one is when it's really going to catch on. I really do.
I'll tell you right now, it's not going to catch on, Crowder. But it's not
a terrible next one.
It's Lou! Not a terrible
See?
Idea.
Dun, dun, See? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Lou.
It's not a terrible idea. It reminds me of, you guys remember the tight end Todd Heap? Every time he caught a pass, the whole crowd, I think it was Baltimore, right?
They did it. Heath Miller too in Pittsburgh.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, they yelled. That was started in Dallas with Daryl Johnston, Moose Johnston.
Oh, Moose.
That's when it started. Now, y'all are bringing up these young puppies. Moose. That's when it started.
I know Moose Johnston as a broadcaster. I don't know him as a player.
You didn't watch him as a player?
I mean, I was like 3 years old.
Man, you're young.
Yeah.
Are y'all allowed to drink?
Yeah,
what's
now I am.
Speaking of broadcasters, before Hawk went on vacation, we were talking about sports cliches. Mm. And he made it very clear that he wanted us to wait for him to come back to do the segment on sports cliches because he thinks it'd be a great segment. He told us not to do it while he was gone. Mm-hmm. So naturally, we're going to do it while he's gone.
Of course.
And I thought, who else better to have on to talk about sports broadcasting cliches and sports cliches in general than Josh Appel, who, again, is a broadcaster and does several games. You can follow him on Twitter at @Appel_Josh. No, seriously, at Josh Appel. He's a play-by-play broadcaster.
You should have corrected me. So I should have just left it
for Sports USA Media. He's also the Marlins PA announcer. So I asked Josh, and I asked you, Crowder, mm-hmm. your Mount Rushmore of sports cliches. So we'll let Josh go first. Again, broadcaster, he uses these all the time, I'm sure.
Now, what I love is that we're doing a Mount Rushmore, which is one of the most cliche radio bits about
no,
and making it about sports cliches. Listen, I love a good cliche, so yeah. I'm all in on this. And especially if Hawk told us to wait, I'm even more in on this. So,
do you try to stay away from them?
Try to, yeah. Definitely like, try to. But you, sometimes, you know, it happens.
Sometimes
a moment, a conversation lends itself to calling out a cliche, and hey, listen, sometimes you do it tongue-in-cheek. It's like, you know, the cliche here is that it's a game of inches, not to spoil potentially what one of my Mount Rushmores.
Right,
but
right, don't ruin
you know,
it.
Sometimes it happens. Yeah, I try to avoid them, though.
Yeah, well, if I was calling a game, doing some play-by-play, I've done some stuff for, like, Barry or whatever. I mean, I have a list of cliches that I'm looking to use the entire time.
He calls to the Marlins games, and you brought up Barry?
You got to start somewhere, baby.
Don't you start somewhere. That up.
Listen, reps are reps, right?
You got to start somewhere, reps. Crowder.
Hey, you played in NFL, Crowder. Yeah, I played in middle school for a couple years.
I played high school football for 3 weeks, spring of my freshman year. I was backup JV quarterback. Hey, listen, we're like the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Come on.
Ask the Twin Peaks waitress. I'm the punter for the Dolphins. So it just depends who you're talking
He's telling these girls he plays for the Dolphins.
I mean, anybody who wears a Dolphins jersey in public and says they play for the Dolphins definitely plays for the Dolphins.
There you go. Yeah, that's the trick.
Especially when it says somebody else's name on the mm-hmm. back that isn't yours.
We always wear our teammates' names
of
on
course,
our back.
Of course, of course.
My quarterback. Just a big guy of my quarterback. Big fan of my quarterback. So go ahead. Sports cliche Mount Rushmores. Josh Appel, you can go first.
All right. So this first one, it's football specific. All right. I already messed it up. You ready? Mm-hmm. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's number
a good one.
One.
That's yeah. a good one.
I lie in it because that's Fitzy and Tua.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, see, I like it.
Number two. Might have heard me say this one just a moment ago. It's a game of inches.
Oh, I love
it. Game of inches.
I love that. I used that yesterday, actually. I brought up it's a game of inches.
I mean, it is. Every game, honestly, is a game of inches, is it not?
Yeah, that's a good one.
The best defense is a good offense.
Oh,
that is a good one.
I'm not so certain, though, because I feel like a really good defense is a better defense than an offense. And then I couldn't narrow it down between these two, so my Mount Rushmore has five heads on it.
Okay.
This team or this player, they want it more.
Yes.
They want
That's
it
That's on
more,
mine. That's please. On mine. We're going to find out today who wants it more.
And I feel, yeah, which, I mean, Crowder, I mean, everybody wants, you're both teams in the yeah. Super Bowl, and if it's a blowout, there is no one team wanted it more than the other. I think they both wanted to win the Super Bowl, just didn't play as well that day.
Yeah.
I always hated that one. And then this is kind of along those same lines, but hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, it's full of crap.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take the talent.
Listen, I'll tell you this. I've lined up against Randy Moss. I don't care if he didn't work the entire year. There's no chance I'm going to cover him. I'm telling you, Reggie Bush. I'm telling you, Tom Brady played him 12 times. If he took a week off, he was better than me, Josh. Some of these are terrible. But I'm gonna go. You know what? I think I'm going to piggyback. I don't know if it's my turn, but I'm going to just take it over.
Go ahead, Crawford.
Piggyback off your defense wins championships. The best defense is a good offense. Those are almost oxymoronic. Yeah. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So a good defense is the best defense is a good offense. No, but I thought defense wins championships. It just doesn't make sense. It's the stupidest thing in the world. So that's one. There's no I in team. There's 22 damn letters of the alphabet that's not in team either. 21 other damn letters that aren't in team. What does that even mean? No, you know what? Tom Brady, we just brought him up. LeBron James, Michael Jordan. Those eyes became championships. Kobe Bryant became those are eyes that became championships. It's dumb as hell. They have to get on the same page. I hate that one because coaches said it all the time. Yep. Y'all get on the same page. You don't think we're trying to do this? These damn teams are better than us. Get on the same page. Oh, in and out. Yeah, we tried to in and out, and their offense was better than ours, and they scored 40 on us. They dropped 40 damn points on us. Get out of here. And it ain't over till the fat lady sings. I don't know where this overweight lady is. But she sung on many a games I was in before it was over. I was in games for years that were over before the bell rung.
Mm.
And the last one, and I hate this one, I might be controversial, the religious angle. Where, oh, we won, let me thank God first, he was there for me. I was praying before the game too. If me and you, Josh, if we both pray before the game, does God like you more if you win? Or if I win.
I don't think so.
That's the one that gets me the most upset is when guys are like, first off, I want to thank God for. No. You can thank God for not getting injured. You can thank God for keeping everybody healthy. If you win a game, I don't think that God liked you more than he liked me.
I see players from both teams going to take a knee when they run out of the field in the end zone every single Sunday.
Every Sunday played, Josh, I would go in the end zone before the game and I'd pray. I don't think that helped us win or lose games. I wouldn't even pray about winning. I would pray about health and just get me through this game and play the best of my ability. I wouldn't even ask God to win because he's saying, hey, big man.
Some motivations, I feel like, say a lot about a person when they, you know what I'm saying?
It's some other guys over there asking me, too. Are you more important than them? So, yes, those are mine. I'm sorry. When you gave me the cliche thing, man, I had to bring that up because that gets to me.
Did you see how Tebow won a playoff game in the NFL? Because God was definitely on his side. No, I'm sorry. God was on his side.
Was that Demaryius?
That was Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas. I've never prayed to Demaryius Thomas. That's who won that game with Demaryius Thomas and the zero blitz. Mm-hmm. I remember that game.
Mm-hmm.
Those are strong. Appel took one of mine. Again, we're doing Mount Rushmore's of sports cliches. Josh Appel, Marlins PA announcer and play-by-play broadcaster, joining us here. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. You took one of mine, which is one of my favorite ones. We're going to find out who wants it more.
Mm.
It is before the Super Bowl, you hear it. Before every big game, we're going to find out who wants it more. Jimmy Butler missing a three-pointer. You don't think he wanted it? You're one shot away. You don't think Jimmy wanted it? He just missed. He wanted it as much as anybody else, as much as Tatum wanted it. This one, kind of specific to soccer. A 2-0 lead is the worst lead. I don't know.
In hockey, it's the 3-0 lead is the most dangerous lead in hockey. Right. You get one, and you're only down by two, and you get another one, you're only down by one. I mean, the Panthers, they made a living off of the 3-0 deficit this year.
You watch any soccer game, MLS, doesn't matter what league, okay? If a team's leading 2-0 at halftime, their halftime analysis will always end with this. And let's not forget, a 2-0 lead is the most dangerous lead in soccer every single time. Hey, how about you find some new analysis, all right, bud? Because you score two goals. Yeah, if you give up two goals, it's not because it was a dangerous lead. You just gave up two goals.
All right, Alexi Lawless. Let's be a little better, okay?
Alexi Lawless, the worst. Alexi Lawless. They love him because he has red hair and he played soccer. That's it. That's why they love Alexi Lawless. How about they're going to pull out all the stops in this one?
Mm.
What does that mean?
I try everything.
They're going to pull out all the stops.
They're not holding anything back.
And then the last one, this is player specific. After they win, and Crowder, it kind of goes along with your God thing as well, mm-hmm. You know, taking the religious aspect. Everybody doubted us.
Ugh, the worst.
I mean,
the worst. It's the worst when it's the good teams that are saying that.
That's what bothers
Saban.
Me.
Saban does that all the time.
All the time, right? A couple years ago, the Warriors with Kevin Durant. Everybody doubted us. No.
Who?
Nobody doubted you. You were the most, you were the favorites, the title favorites to win that. Nobody doubted you.
Although I will say, it's funny to react to that when it's not us, because I know for a fact that for 4 years when LeBron James was here, that's all we did. It was Miami versus the world.
Yeah.
Everybody's doubting.
Everybody
and we've got the three best players in the league.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Those are your Mount Rushmore sports cliches. Oh, before we let Josh Appel go again, Marlins PA announcer, is Jeff Conine. Yesterday was his birthday. I think he turned 55. On the FIU baseball staff, by the way.
Is he staying on the staff?
Pause up. I believe so. Mm. I believe so.
Well, that's not they hired a new coach.
I know. They hired a new coach yesterday.
Waste our time with FIU baseball. Ask him a real question.
I mean, it's Miami sports. It's Miami sports. Is Jeff Conine on the Mount Rushmore of Marlins players?
I mean, without a doubt.
Right?
Part of both World Series teams. He's Mr. Marlin. Who else is Mr. Marlin? It's Jeff Conine.
But is it about talent? Because there are more than four players better than Jeff Conine that have played for the Marlins.
Yes, but as far as players who have meant as much and won, nobody really stacks up to Conine. Are we doing Mount Rushmore of Marlins?
No, we're not. Yesterday, we just stumbled into it in the last segment, and I found this list from our parent company, Odyssey, and they did top nine Marlins players of all time.
And then we could do top four FIU head coaches, FIU baseball coaches.
I'm down. Turtle Thomas would be a number one of all time. But Giancarlo Stanton was listed as the number one Marlins baseball player of all time. And I think most people, again, we don't have too much time, but most people would disagree with that, wouldn't they?
I think he's on the Mount Rushmore because he had an MVP. He had an MVP season with us.
Yes.
I don't think anybody else could say that.
Even Miggy?
Miggy would be on mine.
Jose?
Yeah.
Dontrell?
I mean, it's surprisingly a tough Mount Rushmore to make.
Hanley?
Get out of here with Hanley.
What?
Get out of here with Hanley. He had the 342 year, got the necklace. Enough. hustle after the ball down in the left field corner, okay?
Enough.
Freddy Gonzalez would have taken you out of the game after that, all right?
Enough.
Hustle.
Enough.
How about that, Hanley? He almost blew Anibal Sanchez's no-hitter against the Diamondbacks. You remember that?
Steven, our producer Steven, just sent us a picture of Garrett Cooper, Marlins pitcher, and Greg Cooper. Former Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes running back. And he says, I see how you confuse these two.
Oh, they both have eyes and teeth. And noses.
Both athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Appel, I appreciate you joining us, and I appreciate you not working Fangs into the conversation today. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm sure Fangs loves these cliches. What do you think Fangs' favorite cliche is?
One of those goofy ones. There's no I in team or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to hold each other accountable. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I know enough. I've been around a bunch of head coaches, Josh. Oh, the same goofy ones.
Follow Josh Appel at Josh Appel on Twitter. He'll be in St. Louis tonight calling the game, right?
Getting on a bird right now.
You got to catch a flight. They don't do that? They don't take the opposing team's PA announcer?
No, they don't do that. Shockingly.
Josh Appel, thanks for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.